Next is the practice of the yidams and the visualizations thereof. And these are Mahamudra methods of visualization. So too was the visualization of the Guru Yoga that we just explained. And the result of all of these is the realization of the great perfection. Eventually, through these practices, all of those impure and all of the pure appearances eventually dissolve into that of the great Dhamma Dhatu, into the true nature of mind. And this is the realization of the great perfection. And these Mahamudra visualizations are the preliminary practices, so to speak, to the great perfection. All of those things that are impure are then, through these visualization techniques, through transforming our five senses, our sight, hearing, taste, smell, touch, all of those things that we have attachment to, all of these are transformed through these practices, and this is the merit of these practices. And really, these Mahamudra practices, these visualizations, are really very high Dharma practices. And there really are so many of these different types of practices. If we had to teach all of them, maybe we wouldn't be able to finish teaching them within 10 or 20 years. However, from the perspective of practice, from meditative concentration, we can completely understand and be able to realize through practice and really completely be able to manifest these Mahamudra and great perfection practices are very, very important. And these are the practices of the inseparability of compassion and wisdom, the practices of realizing Rigpa. And how do we practice these yidam practices? First, within the space in front above us. First, we visualize a lotus, and on the lotus is a sun and moon disc. Then, from out of the sky, as big as Mount Meru, the yidam wearing a Dharma hat and the Dharma clothes or the brocade appears, just like when we are looking up into the sky and we see this very faint dot, and then it becomes clearer and clearer as an aeroplane becomes closer and closer. And then through these arising causes, that this embodiment of all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions, the source of all of our lineage masters, this golden Guru gradually appears before you, above your head. And this is our yidam, Guru Rinpoche, Padmasambhava. And how do we begin this practice? Because for some people, they are not able to visualize this lotus and the yidam on the lotus. Some people are able to visualize, some people aren't. So then what do we do? If you aren't able to do the visualization, then let me tell you the simplest method. First, visualize in front of you that all around you is open, wide open space. All of the three worlds is wide open space. Blue sky. And primordially, it is empty. And this is the essence of all the phenomena of all the worlds. And then from in that wide open space, the blue sky, appears the heart mantra of Guru Rinpoche, and it is Om Ah Hong Bandra Guru Pema Siddhi Hong, and the seed syllable is the Hong. And then very softly in the beginning starts the sound of
oh.
when we hear the sound, then from within that vast space, the sky, appears a hong, the Tibetan letter hong. And then first visualize this Tibetan hong clearly. And then after this, visualize that this hong starts to turn clockwise. And as it turns, it becomes this boundless light, which then becomes Padmasambhava. Then Guru Rinpoche appears to us in that open space in the whole universe. And I've never seen such an incredibly pure, awesome Yidam. And when you see this Yidam, then you forget all of the suffering from beginningless time till now of samsara and all the causes of suffering. And all of those very beautiful, attractive appearances of samsara in a moment all disappear. Only the Yidam is there in the sky in front of us. Just the unity of the Yidam and one's own mind in that pure, vast mandala. And we can experience the reception, the compassion, the blessing of Guru Rinpoche, the acceptance of Guru Rinpoche. And Guru Rinpoche is alive, not like you visualize, like Rinpoche or Guru Rinpoche is just a photograph. The vast mandala of Guru Rinpoche is right there in front of me. Today, Guru Rinpoche himself has come to bless me, to give me empowerments. And he's holding the long life treasure vase, the Vajra vase, and all kinds of auspicious blessing objects on the Dharma seat of his. Just like we may see on the television, we see that our Vajra Guru is sitting there and there are so many people attending. And this is not a recording of the empowerment. This is ourselves presently being in the pure vast mandala of Guru Rinpoche. And Guru Rinpoche himself is sitting there giving us these Yidam empowerments and blessings. And there are two types of empowerments here. The one is of benefiting oneself, and the other is of benefiting others. And first, we receive the empowerment of blessing oneself. First, we receive the blessing of body, speech, and mind of ourselves from Guru Rinpoche, so that our ability, our enlightenment is exactly that, the same of Guru Rinpoche. And then from ourselves, we give off boundless light, and this benefits countless suffering sentient beings. And so first, Guru Rinpoche starts giving us empowerments. And with this type of visualization and this type of empowerment and practice, whose karma is not going to be purified? Who has this opportunity, these arising causes and conditions, to be able to practice this kind of Yidam practice, which enables us to attain Buddhahood in the safe lifetime? And if you continue on practicing like this, then it's very possible that during your daily life, that your very own Yidam deity, Guru Rinpoche, will appear to you and will come in the appearance of old people or young people, all kinds of different scenarios. All of these auspicious appearances will happen around us. Because the practice of the Guru Yoga has now been absorbed into your mind stream. And those people who have received the blessing of the practice of the Yidam, the blessing is really incredible. And those people that attain enlightenment very quickly, very often, is relying on the practice of these Yidam practices. Then after this visualization, the Yidam Guru Rinpoche dissolves into your own mind stream, and then you sit in meditative concentration in this state. And then every day we recite the heart mantra of Guru Rinpoche, and the standard is that we should be able to recite 1 million recitations of the Guru Rinpoche heart mantra. As a middling level, we could recite 500,000, or as the lowest level, 300,000 of the heart mantra. Om Aum Bansar Gura Pema Siddhi Hong. And then after receiving these empowerments from the Yidam, from Guru Rinpoche, then reciting the mantras, through the power of these mantras, we can open up this world. And then if we do this often, then it becomes that as soon as we start reciting the mantras, and the more we recite these mantras, it's even quicker. And so we see that this Yidam practice is very important. And we receive the four empowerments the same way from the Yidam. So we receive the Om Ah Hong and then the Om Ah Hong together the same way from Guru Rinpoche. And then our three doors become just like that of Guru Rinpoche. And then Guru Rinpoche dissolves into boundless light, and this becomes a blue dot. And then this blue dot then descends from our crown center, our fontanelle, down a central channel, all the way down to our heart center. And then as it goes into our heart center, it becomes one, like a drop of water becomes one with the ocean when it enters into the ocean. The realization of Padmasambhava Guru Rinpoche becomes one with our mind, and our body, speech, and mind are that of Guru Rinpoche's, Padmasambhava's. And then we enter into meditative concentration. This whole visualization from empty space that appears the Yidam, and then the Yidam gives us the four empowerments, and then dissolves into boundless light and descends into our heart center. And all of these pure appearances and merits are all absorbed into the realization of the great perfection. And then we abide in the state of Dhammadhatu, abide in Rigpa, the true nature of mind, and abide for as long as we can. It might be 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Abide in the state of being inseparable with Guru Rinpoche. And then as soon as we are not able to abide anymore, when we have many discursive thoughts, then we very quickly start to recite the heart mantra. And the practice of the Yidam is very special. The source of all the blessings comes from our Vajra Guru. All the sources of auspicious siddhis comes from the practice of the Yidam.